From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Dark Legend by Christine Feehan. Now let's begin with Dark Legend. Chapter 1. Disoriented, he woke deep within the ground. The first sensation he felt was hunger. It was no ordinary hunger, but one of gut-wrenching, skin-crawling necessity. He was starving. Every cell in his body demanded nourishment. He lay there in silence while the hunger gnawed at him like a rat. It attacked not only his body, but also his mind, so that he feared for all others, humans and Carpathians alike. Feared for himself. Feared for his soul. This time the darkness was spreading fast and his soul was in jeopardy. What dared disturb his sleep? More importantly, had it disturbed Lucian's sleep as well? Gabriel had locked Lucian into the earth centuries ago, longer than he cared to think about. If Lucian had awakened when he had, if he had been disturbed by the same movements above ground, then there was every chance that he would rise before Gabriel could find the strength to stop him. It was intensely difficult to think with this terrible hunger gripping him. How long had he been in the earth? Above him he sensed the sun setting. After all the long centuries, his internal clock could still feel the setting of the sun and the beginning of their time. Creatures of the night. The ground suddenly shifted. Gabriel felt his heart slam hard in his chest. He had waited too long, spent too much time trying to get his bearings, trying to clear his clouded mind. Lucian was rising. Lucian's need for prey would be as great as his own. His appetite would be voracious. There would be no way to stop him, not while Gabriel was so weak himself. Because he had no choice, Gabriel burst through the layers of earth where he had lain buried for so long, where he had